Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. The Klal Yozayin. We're studying Siman Beis. The Mechata Yerek. Person is cutting up vegetables, utznon, or radishes, or any type of vegetation, dak, into very small pieces. Chayyim Mishum Teichin. That's considered the person is going to be chayyim because of the Melach of Teichin. Even though, like we mentioned, it's not into a fine flour, the pieces are still discernible. It's clearly little pieces of tomato, little pieces of cucumber. You can see them, little pieces of pepper, bell peppers. But the person chops it up very, very into small pieces. He's chayiv mishum teichet. Also, lachzach besolim liten l'sechamachol. A person wants to chop up onions to put into a food. So, we have the Melach of Teichin involved over here. Are there going to be any ways that we can be makel? So, the Chayyim is going to jump into a heter that the Rashba says, and we've referred to this the same way by the Melach of Bara, there's a concept of Samach L'Suda. The Rashba says that the Melach of Teichin also has a heter of Samach L'Suda. There's no such Gemara which says that explicitly. This is the Kiddush of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that we can learn from the Melacha Berer to the Melacha of Teichin. One potential way to understand that is because these two have in common that they are actions which are potentially done in the eating process on a regular basis. We tend to cut up our food finely. We chew the food finely in our mouth. The same way, and we also tend to choose what to eat and what not to eat. Sometimes we'll bite into something and we'll spit some of it out. So we're removing the bad and leaving the good, but you're actively removing the bad. So we do burr when it's part of the actual achila process. We do it even bad from good sometimes. So here we are, and we are. It's Chazal came along and said that not only you're allowed to do it, you're actually eating. But even Samach L'Suda is going to be mutter. So Rashba says, Teichin, every time you eat, you're grinding something. So clearly, grinding is permitted when it's part of the achila process, the actual achila process. The person is grinding food in his mouth. So he's doing the Melach of Teichin. We don't say that. That's called achila, it's not called Teichin. So similarly, Samach L'Suda is going to be the same head that you have by Barra. This is the approach of the Rashba. The Ramah quotes this approach. But he puts a caveat like the Chaim is going to say. So even though really Mikra didn't mention Mutter, still because it is a Kiddush of the Rashba, and other Rishonim do not mention it, it's worthwhile to try and make the pieces a little bit larger than usual. Therefore, we could argue that even if the head of the Rashba doesn't apply, he really has not chopped it up very finely. So the Chaim says that a person should do this. Also, Lachzach B'Solim Litan HaMaychol L'Davka Samach L'Suda. Unless he does it Samach L'Suda. Because Lo Mikri Teichin Masha Teichin Boichol Tekev. It's not considered the Melach of Teichin. A person grinds something and then eats it immediately. A person chops something up and eats it immediately. The Melach of Teichin, the same way if you look at the primary example of Teichin, a person making flour, a person doesn't make the flour right when you're ready to bake. A person processes the wheat, and he grinds into flour, and then he stores it as flour. Maybe days, weeks, months later, he pulls the flour out to make bread. So the Melach of Teichin was the act of preparing something, not for immediate usage, but for putting it away for use in the future. So in a case where the person does the Samach L'Suda, it's not called Teichin. It's not the Melach of Teichin. It's English translation. It's still grinding something, chopping something up, but that's irrelevant. It's not the Melach of Teichin. That's not what Teichin is. Same way we say by Bar, there's a heter of Samach L'Suda. So the Chayyim says, in regards to Teichin as well, there's a heter of Samach L'Suda. But the Ramah adds in the Chayyim, following the Ramah, that even so, Mikra, then we're saying this is mutter, but still could like to make the pieces a little bit larger. So we could argue, even if the Rashba was incorrect, he really did not do Teichim because the pieces are not as small as they usually do it. So the person has to do what's known as Chatichus Gedolus Ketzas, the pieces which are slightly large. A person does this not immediately adjacent to the meal, but earlier in the day. We could argue that person is going to be very derisive. And therefore, the item they did it to becomes osur b'chila. We similarly would have a person does it early on, so there's going to be a concern of the process of removing the outer peel, etc., is not going to be mutter based on samach l'sura, because it's not samach l'sura. So he's going to have a bar problem as well. Have a good day.